Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, the question of the day today is, what do you want to see from the Commanders against the Minnesota Vikings in every game before the end of this regular season and this year ends for the Washington Commanders? The question of the day on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
The question is, what do you want to see against Minnesota and every game before the end of this season? What do you want to see? 833-804-0910. What's interesting is, this particular season, we will all get to see behind-the-scenes access of the Washington Commanders. I watched last night the first episode of Hard Knocks in season covering the NFC East. And just as we predicted, it's all about the Eagles and the Cowboys and the Giants with Jackson Dart. You didn't get much screen time for the Washington Commanders, but what you did see was kind of interesting. You saw the game plan and some of the design by Dan Quinn. You saw inside of their team meeting when they gave a shout-out to Tavita Pritchard, who will be the next head coach of Stanford. And then you saw some of the sidelines access as the Commanders battled to the very last play against the Denver Broncos. And I ask you, what do you want to see against Minnesota in every game moving forward? And that's exactly what I want to see. Like, the game plan I thought was brilliant from Cliff Kingsbury. And I truly believe there's going to be a team, if not multiple teams, that beat the Broncos using the Cliff Kingsbury game plan. I think he set the blueprint. Oh, Nick Benito's damn good as a pass rusher? Well, just throw the ball in under 2 seconds and he's got no chance. And they did that over and over and over again throughout the game. We knew about Denver being a strong defense and a team that likes to run the ball offensively. And I didn't think their offense looked that good. I thought we kind of got to Bo Nix. Like, I don't know how you could watch that game and say Bo Nix is better than Jaden Daniels. I didn't feel that way at all. I thought Marcus Mariota and Bo Nix were pretty much on an even playing field in that game. So it was like everything that I wanted to see. The fight, the effort, right? The commitment to the standard that they have set from last season. And I thought they played nearly perfect football outside of the Mariota turnover and probably deserved to win that game if kind of hadn't gotten screwed by the refs a few times, and then the missed two-point conversion there where Mariota obviously should have floated it over Benito instead of trying to bullet it through him. But I thought it was a great overall performance. That's exactly what I want to see. We're not going to sneak into the playoffs, all right? It's not happening. And I'm not a believer in tanking to try to get the better draft pick. I want wins. But I think that was the perfect scenario in terms of we lost, we looked good, it went to overtime, gave us some extra juice, some more football to watch, got development from our young players there, a big play from Treylon Burks, maybe he's a wide receiver of the future, and we lost at the end of the day. And that's going to give us a better draft pick. So, like, what do I want to see against Minnesota? I'll tell you, I wouldn't mind a third consecutive overtime defeat. I wouldn't mind that at all. No chance. That would be fine with me. Dan Quinn spoke inside of the locker room after the loss, which kind of sounded like a winning locker room, which was interesting because it was a heartbreaking defeat. But I don't think they felt that way. I think they felt like, hey, we got back to the standard that we had set from last season. Here's Dan Quinn on Hard Knocks inside the locker room.
Come on. Come on in. Man, I'm fucking dying with you, man. And one thing I would say, man, like, we also recaptured, like, the fucking competitive dog. All right? So, like, I want you to understand that's a big fucking deal about who we are and what we stand for and that. So, like, it doesn't change the result. Trust me, all right? We lost, but we're not lost anymore. You know what I'm saying by that?
Put
sometimes
that on
you get your
a poster.
Heartbroken, you got to lay it all out there. All right? It's things tonight, for sure. But we lost, but we are not lost anymore.
I mean, am I the only one that wants to run through a wall for Dan Quinn? Sign me up. Like, can we go to custominc.com and make them a t-shirt right now and put it on the website? I mean, I want to give it away. I love that.
Get some new merch for 910 The Fan here.
We lost, but we are not lost anymore. I felt that way as a fan watching that game. Like, we discovered something. There was a new sense of energy in that locker room. The incredible play by Treylon Burks. The defensive stops that we got in the fourth quarter. I mean, I just think, you know, it was a loss and that sucks. And as he said, right, it's going to sting. But this defense in the fourth quarter on four possessions had an interception, 2-3 and outs, and a punt. I mean, inject that into my veins. I love that on the defensive side of the ball. We just hadn't seen that. Dan Quinn told reporters he likes calling plays. He missed it. Doesn't energize him, but he certainly missed it. And I think he's doing a good job, and I think we all kind of see that's his secret sauce. He needs to be this defensive coordinator and the head coach. He needs to continue to call plays throughout his time in Washington because it's working. It's making a difference, and we are getting the standard that we had set last season. It's as simple as that. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. What are some more things that you want to see before the end of this season? I want to continue to see Treylon Burks get opportunities. That has become like at the top of the list now for me. Like, it was great to get McLaurin back. I'd be fine with putting him in bubble wrap for next season and getting Treylon Burks more opportunities to grow his confidence because we are desperate for more wide receiver help. We might have found one in another team's trash becoming our treasure. I want to see more good play from Josh Connerly. I mean, Sam Cosmi and Connerly were graded as like the best two offensive linemen of the week. Of the week. Against Denver's pass rush, which had been top in the NFL. That's what happens when everybody's on the same page, right? Cliff Kingsbury had the game plan. We're going to get rid of the ball quick. The linemen were on the game plan. Hey, our quarterback's going to get rid of the ball quick. Mariota was on the game plan. Hey, I'm going to get rid of the ball quick. And the other thing I noticed in that game that reminded me so much of last season, only difference is Jayden Daniels, the quarterback, rather than Marcus Mariota. The number of positive plays that we strung together in a row, that's the reason we had so much success on offense last year. 5-yard pass to Ertz, 3-yard pass to Debo, 2-yard pass to McLaurin. Positive plays, though. Positive plays, moving forward, moving the chains, getting into the opponent's side of the field. We didn't have the negative plays that we had suffered all season long. The 1st-and-10 run that goes for no yards. The 1st-and-10 pass that's incomplete. Like, 1st-and-10 became 1st-and-7. I mean, 2nd-and-7. 2nd-and-7 became 3rd-and-2. And this team has showed over the last two seasons they can convert 3rd-and-shorts consistently. They cannot convert 3rd-and-longs consistently. Most teams can't when you don't have a Patrick Mahomes. And we did a few times last year when Jayden Daniels put the cape on. Like 3rd-and-15, he ran for all of it against the Eagles. But for this season, there were too many times in which our string of multiple positive plays in a row was ended with a negative play. And we got back to that standard against the Broncos. That needs to continue win or loss against the Minnesota Vikings. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So we played a little bit of Dan Quinn earlier. At the end of the press conference, the reporters started peppering him with questions about Jaden Daniels, and he said he's confident that Jaden will get a lot of reps in practice, but they will reevaluate after Friday's practice when he's had a full week. He has not yet been cleared for contact, so that will certainly be a factor in whether or not he will play against the Minnesota Vikings. I think, you know, like I predicted a few weeks ago, it's trending towards him will be full at practice by Friday, and they will be extra cautious and hold him out one more week before he returns against the New York Giants. But the NFL continues tomorrow night with Thursday night football, and it is a massive game. Time to go around the National Football League here on NFL Hits. You think the NFL was popular on Thanksgiving? Yeah, historic viewership for the Chiefs-Cowboys. Have you heard the numbers, Jay Money?
I had an inkling. They had a quote before the game that said they expected this to be a historic viewership kind of game. I haven't seen the actual ones, though.
57 million.
57 million?
57 million on CBS shatters the viewership record by 36%. It peaked with more than 61 million viewers. I mean, that's why they call the Cowgirls America's team. It's incredible. A lot of people probably were hate-watching that game, right? Because a lot of people locally hate the Cowboys and nationally hate the Chiefs. Sure, there was a lot of hate viewing, right? Where you're stuffing your face with stuffing and hating what you're seeing on TV. But how incredible are those numbers? 57 million, peaking at 61. Yeah. I might have been watching college basketball. Nobody else was. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. All right, Jay Money, let's look ahead to this week's games. And are we on the same page? This has to be a three-star game on Thursday night, right? With everything on the line?
Absolutely. This is a playoff game right here. The loser of this game is not making it to the postseason, and it's in primetime. That's classic three stars.
You know, I don't know about Detroit. I could see Detroit losing this game and still getting in because of the fact that they have an easier schedule at the end here. Like, I think they could... No, Cowboys-Rams is tough, but then I think they could roll off Steelers-Vikings-Bears and get themselves back into it. Will 10 wins be enough in the NFC is the question. For the Cowboys, it does seem like they can't respond from a loss in this one, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a three-star game for sure. I am very much looking forward to this one. 1 p.m. on Fox, Seahawks-Falcons. I'm going to give this a second star, all right, two stars, because I think Atlanta is on coaching hot seat watch right here with Raheem Morris. And for Seattle, they are trying to get the NFC to run through Seattle, which is kind of crazy. So that's a two-star game for me. Bengals-Bills is a three-star game. I'm expecting a thriller in that one. And it's in line to be AWOD certified NFL game of the week. Let me tell you why. The 4-8 Bengals are not done yet. And Joe Burrow's back, and the offense is most likely going to maybe get T. Higgins back as well, who had suffered a concussion. So you're talking about an offense that might be at full strength and a defense that struggles. And then the Buffalo Bills, an offense that has been hot and cold, but most part hot with Josh Allen and Cook, and a defense that struggles. I think you're going to see like a 35-34 game. I really think it's going to be touchdown after touchdown. It's going to be up and down the field. There's going to be very little punts. And I think it'll be either Joe Burrow or Josh Allen get the ball last and their team wins. I am very much looking forward to that game. Titans-Browns? No, thank you. Commanders-Vikings? I mean, we'll talk about it. We get paid to talk about it. Not much else after that. Dolphins-Jets? I'm not interested in that game at all. Do the Dolphins still have a chance here? Or are they eliminated?
They're a little sneaky in there. They're climbing their way in. They've won 4 of 5 or 5 of 6 games at this point. They're still in the race. They're only a game or two out of the playoffs right now, and their schedule isn't the hardest in the world. It'd be crazy if they made the playoffs, but in the AFC, they're not out of it yet.
Yeah, I don't see it happening for them. So I'm going to say that's a 1-star game. Saints-Bucks is a 1-star game. I expect Tampa to roll past New Orleans there. Colts-Jags, 3-star game. I mean, this one might be for the division. And Houston licking their lips knowing that one of the teams ahead of them is going to take an L. They love that. But that game's going to be awesome from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm leaning towards Jacksonville in this. I do feel like Daniel Jones has fallen back down to earth a little bit. Steelers-Ravens, 3-star game. We're filled with 3-star games this weekend. I mean, that right there is for first place in the division. And it kind of seems like the second place team in the division is going to miss out in the postseason.
For sure. That is not a strong enough NFC North. Again, we're looking at these teams that are going to finish. You're going to need 10 to get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The only way that happens is if both of those teams win out except against each other.
Broncos-Raiders, dud game. I'm expecting the Broncos to have a much better offensive performance and blow out the Raiders. Bears-Packers, 3 stars. Can't wait for that one. 4:25 on Fox. Get in front of your television. That is one of the games of the weekend. I mean, same thing with the other one there with Steelers-Ravens. That is for first place in the division. And the Lions love that, you know, they're going to watch a team ahead of them take an L. Rams-Cardinals, 1-star game. Cardinals coach is certainly on hot seat watch here. Texans-Chiefs, 3-star. Eagles-Chargers, 3-star. I mean, we are just filled with monster matchups that are going to decide playoff seedings. Texans-Chiefs, I mean, it's very close to loser is eliminated. The Texans could maybe get in with a loss there because their division is kind of jumbled with the Colts and Jags playing each other. Chiefs cannot suffer another loss. I'm feeling like 10-7 is not going to be enough for Kansas City, given the fact that they have lost the tiebreaker to a lot of teams that they're going to go up against, right? Because it might be Kansas City versus Buffalo for that final playoff spot. So for Kansas City, I think they have to win out. And that would be Houston, Chargers, at Tennessee, home against the Broncos, at the Raiders. It's possible for sure. But it starts Sunday night against the Houston Texans, and they were not as good as they usually are this year in prime time.
No, they've been really taking a step back in everything. You mentioned it. They've lost to all of these top teams. If they lose to the Texans, they would have lost to the Jags, who are in that wild card race. They would have lost to the Bills, who are in that wild card race. They would have lost to a couple teams behind them, too. It's just they're not beating the teams that the normal dynasty Chiefs would have beaten.
Yeah, 57 million people saw that the Chiefs are not as good as they usually are in that Thanksgiving loss to the Cowboys. There are certainly chinks in the armor for the dynasty in the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, since Andy Reid's taken over, they've been one of the top teams in the AFC year in and year out, and it would be a shocker if they miss out on the postseason. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, from the NFL to the college ranks, Bill Roth for the Cowan Gates Hokies Update coming up next. Welcome back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? It's AWOD here on a Wednesday, December 3rd. Anytime you hear Enter Sandman, that means we're going to talk Hokies every Wednesday at 1:30. It is the Cowan Gates Hokies Update with the play-by-play voice of Hokies football, Bill Roth. What's up, Bill?
Pretty special day for the Hokies, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just incredible what a coach can do before coaching an actual game.
By himself, too. You know, he's the only full-time coach. You know, there's so many stories that we will learn moving forward once Penn State's season is over following its bowl game. But clearly the James Franklin effect and his relationship with the recruits that he had over the last 4 years, some of these kids he's been recruiting since they were in ninth grade, was huge. But, you know, what he did today was amazing. I mean, Tech's recruiting ranking was in the mid-100s, and they're going to end up in the top 25. And linemen and in-state kids, an elite tailback, elite tight end. Hey, Fat Rat Davion Brown,
yeah,
right, from Richmond. In-state kids, 10 Penn State flips, and others as well. Flips from Oklahoma, flips from Wisconsin, and Coach just finished his press conference, and Coach Franklin said, I wasn't really targeting a specific school. It was just people that he had relationships with. But clearly, he had built relationships with the people that had committed to Penn State. And that class was ranked like 14th or 15th when he was fired. And so, you know, I think Penn State people are pretty ticked about all of this. And they'll be fine in the long run. You know, Penn State, you know this, AWOD, like Penn State is probably over the last quarter century, despite the scandal that it had, it's been the best, biggest, most consistent winner in major college football east of Ohio and north of Atlanta. Is
right.
that fair?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And Franklin and his machine made their money in Pennsylvania and DMV, okay? And Blacksburg and State College are about the same distance from D.C., And that's the heart of it. And Virginia's been huge. And you could go back, and if you could get them to talk, people like Bronco Mendenhall and Mike London and Justin Fuente and Brent Pry and Randy Etzel and DJ Durkin, the Maryland coaches, right? None of them could ever solve the Penn State Rubik's Cube.
Right.
And every year he's going to get the best players out of Maryland, best players out of Jersey, best players out of Virginia. And that hurt the program. It hurt Tech. It hurt UVA. I mean, there's no bones about it. We've been talking about that. Penn State owned the Commonwealth of Virginia. But was it Penn State or was it Franklin and his machine? And he came in and he brought eight people with him 3 weeks ago. And they have been really, really good. Now, Penn State's in a weird situation, as we all know, without a coach. And their recruiting class I mean, the majority of it's going to play for the Hokies this year. But it does go to show you two things have happened. Number one, Tech has taken, well, Penn State has taken Franklin off as a rival for Hokies recruiting. And then Whit Babcock and the committee brought him to Blacksburg. I mean, it's been really remarkable just to see what they've done in this recruiting class. And I'll be fascinated to see what happens in the portal in January. Right, there are nine current players that are playing, not just on the roster, playing for Penn State from the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Bill, what do you think, from what you've seen, is going to be the biggest position of strength for Virginia Tech?
Well, we needed players everywhere, but I mean, you look like Terry Wiggins, who flipped today. He was huge. The Messiah Mickens kid. When's the last time Virginia Tech got the 13th top-rated running back in the country?
Right.
Right, maybe Kevin Jones. You know, we talked about Davian Brown. He was recruited everywhere, right? You know, Ron Richardson was going to Oklahoma till today. He's from Hopewell. He's coming to Tech. Tyson Hartley, he's not in-state, but he's from Gonzaga in D.C. He was a solid Penn State commit, big-time linebacker. Coming to Tech. So, you know, you never know how it's going to work out, okay? You don't, and we all know that. But for what he was able to do, Adam, considering he's the only full-time coach here for now, the rest of the Penn State coaching staff still coaching.
Right.
Right, they just played Rutgers last week, and they've got a bowl game coming up. But it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, who else is from Richmond and Flipland, Wisconsin is Maddox Cochran.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, and that's what I'm talking about. And Coach Franklin made a big push that before we can recruit nationally, we really need to make sure we have the best players in our state. And Tech got, what, five of the top 20 this year, which, you know, back in the Beamer era heyday, they were getting 14 of the 20. But I don't know that Tech was going to get any of the top 25 without Franklin. So it's a really big day for Tech, the portal. I mean, what happens between now at the conclusion of Penn State's bowl game and then when Coach gets his staff ready and then what happens in the portal in early January is going to be huge. We're going to have a much different team, obviously, next year. But the landscape in the East, the Mid-Atlantic, whatever we want to call our region, the Mid-Atlantic, totally in flux right now with Penn State in limbo. Cannot say that enough. And people are, you know, Penn State's had really good players. You know, they haven't beaten Ohio State, but they've been a 10-11 win team every year, and they have very good players in the Big Ten. And if you're a team that is, if you're Tech or UVA or Maryland or Rutgers or anybody else that's having a hard time with this machine that Franklin's built over the last 12 years, you know, that machine is now in Montgomery County, Virginia, in Blacksburg. And that's why it's a big day for the Hokies. Now, Penn State's going to be back, man. Like, you know that, right? They're not going to disappear. And a year from now, Penn State's always going to be everybody's East Coast problem in college football. They're just they are if they get the right coach. But what the Hokies have is the guy that has the relationships with all these high school coaches and players and guidance counselors, and he knows the region. And that's why it's been a really good fit for Virginia Tech, which goes back to what we talked about a couple weeks ago, that the university's investment in football, in coaches' salaries and staff salaries and NIL funding to be right up there in our league with Clemson and Florida State is huge because, you know, Manuel was Virginia, went to Florida State, and Clemson's, you know, Clemson's had a great quarterback that won a national title, right, from Virginia. But for the most part, it's going to be Tech and UVA recruiting this region, and we don't have to worry about Florida State, Clemson coming into Richmond and cleaning house. So I think right now, if you're a Tech fan, you got to be really exciting about the guy you got and the people who he brought with him from Penn State to get this recruiting thing mashed up. Because for Virginia Tech to have a top 25 recruiting class when it was like number 150 3 weeks ago, dude, that's a hell of an upgrade, right?
I mean, it's insane.
It's almost ridiculous. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's like going from, you know, a bus to a first class cabin on an Emirates jumbo jet, right? I mean, we're going from hot dogs to caviar here, but there's a lot of work to do, and that's what James talked about. He said this is just the beginning. The portal is going to be really huge for our 26 roster.
Yeah,
because these kids, you know, some of them, you never know how recruiting is going to work out, But I'm fascinated by the whole day, and the college football is crazy right now. It's wacky and it's wild, but the Hokies are in a really good spot right now. That's for sure.
Bill, what I find most interesting is he's not saying much that's different from Coach Pryor, the other coaches. You know, the difference is the most recent coaches have said we need to win the players in our state, but with Franklin, they are winning those players.
They've been that, and if you, I mean, I bet you Coach Loxley, if you could get him on the air, would tell you the same thing at Maryland. Like it,
yeah.
They're a hard, you know. You know, when J.J. Redick was in Roanoke, it's like he was like 35 minutes away from Tech, but you weren't going to beat Duke.
Right.
Right? It didn't matter what you did. It didn't matter. He was, Jay, right? And
you know, I saw him beat up on Hayfield in the state semifinals.
Did you?
Yeah.
But what happens is when you get guys like a Davian Brown from Trinity Episcopal, and they're going to have good players again next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's Hopewell or Highland Springs or any Chesterfield or Richmond or Henrico school or Northern Virginia, because Penn State has just owned it. It's owned it. And now we've got Coach Franklin doing that in Blacksburg. And I'll be curious to see what the staff looks like once it's official. And we're not there yet. We're not there yet. But it's exciting. Hey, also last night, men's hoops beat South Carolina in overtime in the ACC-SEC Challenge. In fact, the ACC was 6-3 last night.
Yeah, so much better. So much better than
debacle.
Last year.
Yeah, yeah. And the women's event starts tonight. The same thing, ACC-SEC. Hokies are going to play the Florida Gators at Castle tomorrow at 5.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of good things happening. But we were due. We're due for some good news. And I'm excited about what happened today, regardless of, you know, we know how recruiting works, right? Even the best classes, kids portal out. Kids, mm-hmm. You know, it's the lowest ranked recruit that ends up being your first round pick. We know that. But I'm excited about it. And you know, we haven't had a four-star quarterback like the Troy Hune kid from California. I mean, that kid had been committed to Penn State forever. And he came to Blacksburg for the Miami game, had a great time. Next thing you know, he's a Hokie. And that's the relationships. And Coach Franklin talked about this a lot, that people make a difference, that everybody's got facilities in the weight room, indoor facility, and a player's lounge, and money is there. But it's the relationships that he thinks is going to make the difference. And that's going to be the bottom line, right? Can Coach Franklin continue this mastery of the DMV that he had at Penn State? And if he's armed with the same NIL funds and the same people, like I said, he's got an 8-person recruiting machine that moved to Blacksburg 3 weeks ago. And look what happened. That's pretty impressive, man. I'm looking at it right now. The only other school that changed coaches that's in the top 25 recruiting as of right now is LSU.
Mm. Wow.
It's hard to, you know, it takes a while, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what Summerall will do at Florida. I think he'll do well, right? He's a good coach, but he's not going to hit the ground running like what's happening in Blacksburg today.
Bill, when Virginia Tech and VCU played basketball on Friday, there was a nice moment after the game. Coach Martelli Jr. and Coach Young met at half court. I think there's a lot of mutual respect between those two coaches. I think it was cool to see the two teams play, and I know everyone that's listening would love this to be a yearly thing and add ODU and JMU and Mason and UVA to this mix.
Back when I first came to Tech in the 80s, we had an event every year in Richmond. It was the Times-Dispatch Tournament.
Yeah.
And Tech and UVA were the staples. Every year Tech would play, UVA would play at the Coliseum, and then they would rotate other things through, other teams. And we played. And then, in addition, Tech would come back and play VCU or Richmond every year. So I know that in when I came to Tech in 88, from 88 till the mid-90s, Virginia Tech basketball would play 3 games in Richmond every year.
Yeah.
Okay, they would play 2 in the Times-Dispatch and 1 against either VCU or U of R. Plus, we'd play William & Mary every other year, right? You'd play home 1 year and away the next. So there was 3 or 4 times a year that we were coming either to Richmond to play a game at the Coliseum or the Robins Center or down in Williamsburg. But what's happened is, what got in the way, my man? Money.
Yeah.
And you're, if you're, Tech gets into the ACC, the ticket prices quadruple, and so you can play a non-conference game, and it doesn't matter if the arena's empty. They're all sold at whatever, $80 a piece, and you can't afford to play road games. And I get it, but I'm with you. I would like to see. We got great high school basketball. We talk about high school football in our Commonwealth. I would love to see Tech and UVA hosting tournaments or playing games in Richmond. But you're going to get pushback, right, from the ADs. I mean, you're asking UVA to give up a home game? They got luxury suites, right? They got parking revenue. You can do it, but you're going to have to pay them. And then that adds another layer to it. So, well, why don't you get Carla on the phone and Whit and do a Zoom?
Yeah, I'd love that. Hey, Bill, before we let you go, I wanted you to answer this question. We're going to open up to the
Uh-oh.
Audience tomorrow.
Next
segment.
You always throw these last things at me, and I don't know what they are.
That's why I love it.
I have no
it.
Idea what's
that's
coming why, here.
It's so great.
Right.
Are we guaranteed to see an ACC team in the CFP?
No.
Wow. Wow.
We're not guaranteed.
Yeah.
Because if Duke wins and beats Virginia Saturday, they'd be 8-5. And if JMU wins, right? I mean, it's the five highest ranked conference champs.
Yeah.
So if Virginia wins, they're in because they're ranked ahead of both of the G5 teams. Don't get me going on Miami, by the way.
I kind of wanted to.
I think the two things I heard on from Mr. Yurchek, the Arkansas athletics director, was, well, since Vanderbilt beat Tennessee by so many points, they beat them by 3 touchdowns, right? They beat the Vols 45-24. Since they beat them by so many points, Tennessee dropped out of the rankings. It is no longer a quality win for Vanderbilt. Right?
Yeah.
On what planet does that make sense?
It doesn't.
Right? And then the whole thing about, you know, well, yes, Alabama lost to Florida State, but that was early. and yes, Miami beat Notre Dame, but that was early. They beat them. And I don't know, my man. You can probably find Bruce Feldman, get him on your show. He may drop some language for you on how this thing is playing out. But it doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem fair. You know, at least in the NCAA tournament, they do take the head-to-head results of the games, right, to which teams advance. And I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Do you?
No. No, I think there should be a way for Miami to get in and just take Notre Dame's spot because they get closer and closer to them. It's unfortunate.
It's and in the ACC, the other thing that will likely happen here, we could probably spend a half hour, and this is what they're probably talking about on some other shows today, is the ACC needs to figure out its tiebreaker.
Yeah.
I mean, if
yeah.
you look at the standings,
jeez.
I mean, Duke's, what, sixth?
Yeah. 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 With like a bunch of out-of-conference losses that hurt the ACC.
Like Connecticut?
Yeah.
And by the way, nothing against Duke. I know what, someone will send me a text, you hate Duke or you hate Notre Dame. It's not that, right? It's. I think everyone understands Miami's the best team in our league, and they should be in this game Saturday.
Yeah. Bill, always appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
See you, my man. Bye-bye.
Yep. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. You know, Jay Money, what my mom used to teach me growing up, speaking of Duke, we used to say, Duke is puke, Wake is fake. The one we hate is NC State. Growing up rooting for the Terps. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Richmond's home for VCU basketball. AWOD and the coach, Phil Martelli Jr., that's coming up next. But phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. We like to make this open lines here on AWOD Radio. Also, open doors. And the traffic reporter, Brian, has busted through the door already. We'll get to Brian in a second. Let's go to Kevin in Richmond on line one. What's up, Kevin?
Thank you for taking my call, AWOD. Actually glad to talk football this week, if you can believe it.
Yeah, I mean, we asked the question today at 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commander, what do you want to see against Minnesota and moving forward every week the rest of this Commander season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care if we win or lose. I mean, I want us to win, but I'm not looking down the line like one draft pick, this or that. I think when you have a quarterback, we're probably going to draft in the top 10, 11 anyways. So we can beat the Vikings and I'll be pumped. But I think just the progression of the younger guys, like I think we've seen in the last 4 weeks, Josh Connerly has really stepped up. I mean, the Broncos had like the number one sack defense in the NFL. And if I'm not wrong, I think he only got sacked twice and one was a tripping. So I think what we're seeing is what I want. And it's a competitive game and just the young guys really fighting.
Yeah, to me, I was just so excited to see the competitiveness of this team fighting until the final down. I mean, a lot of teams, the Broncos go right down the field in overtime. That might have been it, right? Especially with a fourth down that they, you know, miraculously converted because of the penalty. But, like, they showed fight and effort until the final down. And what did you think of Dan Quinn after the game? Did you see he said, we lost, but we're not lost anymore?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, you know, we can slam our hands on the table all we want and say if Dan Quinn was the D coordinator at the start of the year, we would have won three or four games, but we are where we are. We got to be where our feet are, as he says. And I think, like, the, you know, if the future is a little bit brighter, maybe we're just a zone team, you know, never ever play man again. Just with the guys we got, it just might be a talent thing. I don't know. Maybe a draft here or there can help. But I like what he did on defense. I mean, it's a loss against, you know, a team that's only lost two games. So I'm not going to be upset about it. We're not going to the playoffs, but I wanted us to fight, and we fought in an amazing game that I think was probably the best NFL game this past weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I said earlier, I want to hear if you would agree. I would take a third overtime loss in a row.
Yeah, it'd be funny if it was 20-20 again going into overtime, because it was 20-20 versus the Dolphins, 20-20 versus Broncos. I can totally see that against the Vikings. I would be pumped, honestly.
Yeah,
for sure.
Just want a good performance, and you know, more of what we saw on both sides of the ball. Kevin, I appreciate you chiming in, man.
Thank you, A1.
Guy lost his energy there. Good call. All right, Brian, what'd you drop by for here? How are the roads looking?
They're looking pretty good. I just came back from lunch.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a nice day outside, by the way.
Yeah.
Unlike yesterday, that was terrible.
We haven't had a dude food yet today. Tell me what you had for lunch.
Egg salad from Publix.
Okay.
It was delicious.
I love Publix. I'm not a fan of egg salad.
You know what? That's the only salad I will eat, guys.
Really?
Chicken salad, not so much. Tuna salad, definitely not. Egg salad's the only one that I'm there for. So.
All right. So you said you had a story you wanted to tell us about today.
Bill Roth was in the last segment. Now listen, good report from Bill on signing day. Happy for the Hokies and getting some Virginia players finally.
I mean, have you ever seen a coach have this much success without coaching one game?
Well, listen. First of all, he's got a relationship with all these players. He brings up a good point, Bill does, about you know, guidance counselors and all these people that you never think of, right?
Yeah.
That you never think of. And by the way, I don't know if it's against the rules or not, but you should be sending, you know, like gift cards to all these guidance counselors
right.
on the side.
Yeah. But get them tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. So I saw James Franklin over the weekend down in Blacksburg. I was down there.
You ran into James Franklin?
I ran into James Franklin. I was shopping with my parents, and they were doing some shopping, and I said, well, I'm going to run to the Hokie store, see if their new hats came out, because I like to collect those. And I ran by the inn at Virginia Tech, which is a nice hotel conference center down there, and I get up in the lobby, and there's the coach standing right there in the lobby.
No way.
Yes, that was where he had been set up. I went to look. They have a big Christmas tree display in their lobby, which is really nice.
Did you stop the coach,
there.
Ask for an autograph, ask
not,
for a selfie?
That was what I was going to say. I was going to get a selfie, and he was like knee-deep in the recruit in his visits.
Really?
And he had like non-recruits all jumping out of a van.
It seems like everyone that sees him has gotten a picture. Toby Altizer from the fan got a picture with him.
I'm
you had your
sick
chance.
That I didn't get it. Yep. But you know what? I did say, good luck, coach, and he said, thank you very much. So
Brian with the first official conversation with James Franklin here on 910.
I have proof that he exists. So.
Yeah.
Not that we thought he didn't, I guess.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by. Anything else going on in your world?
I think that's it.
Yeah. You're wearing your Mets hat here today.
This is my brand new, you know, I told you I collect hats, so, and it just came into the office here, and so I had to come in and grab it today.
Do you get stuff delivered to the office?
Well, I do usually because...
Because it's safer?
A little bit, I guess, but my neighbors will usually say, some in front of your door.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. Well, it's always fun when you stop by and you checked out the roads. They're looking good. No traffic.
It did not seem to be. Again, this, you know, after work is when the traffic kicks in.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
as you well know, is the VCU game Friday night, right?
VCU game Friday night.
Okay.
Hosting Samford. One of, I think it's five, maybe six home games in December.
Okay.
So this is the most important stretch of the season. I said earlier, I'm going to tell you right now, if VCU goes undefeated in December, they will be in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, did you mark that down?
Yeah, he's got to save that audio. Clip that thing, Jay.
Yeah,
Money.
Clip that.
I marked it down. It's everywhere already.
VCU men's basketball coach Phil Martelli Jr. joins us next. It's the first Wednesday of the month, the first Wednesday of every month. AWOD and the coach coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.